When we are on page 162, we're up to Simon Tuf Ayin Beis Sif Yud. We've been talking about the Dalet Kosas and the different dinim that apply to that. So let's start right here at Sif Yud over here. The Yerushalmi tells us that Rabbeinu Yonah, not the Rabbeinu, not to confuse with the Rishon, the Rabbeinu Yonah is Shatah, Dalet Kosas. Yonah drank four Kosos, the Pesach, the Acholah Rosh Pesach Ad Shavuos. He had a headache from Pesach until Shavuos. So the post can learn out from here, this is where we're going to pass in Shulchan Aruch, that even if you do not like drinking wine, even if wine would give you a headache, you would still have to drink your Dalet Kosos. Says the Mechaber Mishena, show the Yayim name Shemaziko Sono. Someone who does not like drinking wine because either does not like the taste, or it is Maziko, or it damages him, meaning it makes him sick. Sarich lidchok atzma velishto, you used to have to push yourself and still to drink Lekai Mitzvah Dalet Kosos, just like we'll soon see, that even an ani who finds a tzedakah, even an ani who does not really have money to buy dal, he has to push himself to buy dal kosos. So too, for someone who is not an ani, he has to push himself, even does not like drinking wine, even though it might give him a headache, he still has to drink his dal kosos. Now the Mishnah Berurah points out, what does this mean, maziko? How far do we take this? Says the Mishnah Berurah, sikadin lamin, hey, rotzo lomar, shemitztayer b'shtiaso, it's going to pain him to drink it, v'koi b'roshem, he's going to get a headache because of this. However, it does not include that he's going to have to go to bed because of it. He's going to be so sick, he's going to have to lie in bed, he's going to miss the rest of the Seder. Then that is not what we are talking about. We're talking about somebody who's just going to get a small headache from drinking the wine. Then he still has to push himself to drink the wine. Moreno of Rabbeinu of Nevenzal points out one step further, which would be probably a double push at this point. Says over here in Dibur HaSod Lidchok, he says, number one, he says, number one, back to what we talked about last time, it would be better to take the smaller share. Remember, Ruchaim Noah was the smaller share of wine, which is, by the way, I think I made a mistake, it's 3.2 ounces is Ruchaim Noah. Okay, Ramosha would come out to be 3 ounces nowadays. Okay, Ruchaim Noah is 3.2 ounces. It would be better to drink the smaller share than drinking the 5-ounce share of the Chaznish, and then not going to be able to drink the rest of the coast of the night. Better to be Mekel on the share, since Mekel to dinner with that is going to be fine anyways, then getting this huge chaznish kos and getting sick because of it. If you're going to come to sakana, either from eating matzah mara or from drinking wine, any of the mitzvahs tonight, aser lo lachmer laso. Over here, it'd be aser for one to be mach. Don't think you're being a chorban somebody that's a sakana. For one and eight. So therefore, if it's going to become to Sakana for sure, you would not be allowed to go ahead and push yourself. Which really begs the Shiloh right now, is if wine is so painful for you, it's going to cause you to be sick, and things like this, why don't you just drink grape juice? What about grape juice? Where does grape juice fall in this thing? Because generally people who don't like wine, or it's going to make them sick, it's usually because of the alcohol. What about drinking grape juice? What is the din with this? So based on Ramosha Feinstein, they write, the posting right the same Ramosha, that he held that you need a meaty to mishtaker. You need something that can, that has alcohol in it. Okay, it doesn't mean you have to get drunk, chas v'shalom, but it means that it has to be some type of alcoholic beverage in order for you to be yotze or dalet kosos. Okay, there are those who say that Ramosha only held really lechatchila with the yemen, maybe you would be yotze with mitzan, with grape juice. However, Ramosha definitely held lechatchila one has to drink wine and dafko wine. However, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach quoted in his Agada, page 96. Okay, this is his general shita of Rosh Shlomo Zalman. In almost all places when we deal with wine, Rosh Shlomo Zalman holds that grape juice is equal to wine. Equal to wine over here by Dalet Kosos, equal to wine by Kiddush on Friday night, equal to wine even by the mitzvah of Simchas Yomtev. Even by Simchas Yomtev, where there's an Indian to have a ravias of wine every day of Chag Ol during Chol Hamoed and Sukkos, Rosh Shlomo Zalman holds that you can be yotze with grape juice. Oh, it's not alcohol. How could you say in Simcha al-Basr b'yayin? Obviously, it's in order to have alcohol in your system. He says, that's not true. Okay, why is Basr? Basr is Mesameach. That doesn't have alcohol in it. It's because wine is a chashuv beverage, and so too is grape juice. Grape juice has an equal status of wine, except for certain, then Rosh Hashanah writes, by Birkas Kwanim, the coin cannot duchen if he drinks wine. He says, that's dafka by wine. By grape juice, he would be allowed to duchen, even if he had grape juice. Okay, that is the Shita of Rosh Hashanah Zaman, and they say the Chazon Ish himself drank grape juice at Leila Seder L'chatchila. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman holds it's lechatchila to have grape juice. Rosh Chaznish holds it's lechatchila to have grape juice. And Lala Seder. So there are major poskim over here to rely on to have grape juice lechatchila. Okay? And very interestingly, Marina Rabbeinu Nevinzal doesn't directly point it out over here. He sort of doesn't bring down Rosh Shlomo Zalman over here, but he does seem to hold that he held that really more like Rav Moshe Feinstein that you should be drinking wine and Leil Pesach. Okay, you should line on Yal Pesach, because in Sif Yud Beis we're going to talk about Yain Mevushel and things like this. And Rav Nevinzal writes over there in Sif Yud Beis, Yom Asa Yotzin, he says Yain Simukin veYain Mevushel Yitakein Adiv LeDal Kosas Al Mitzanavim. Yain Mevushel, he says, is better than drinking grape juice. Why? Mishum Debeinim Midi Demishakir, because you need something that it can bring someone to Shechrus, obviously not getting to Shechrus, but something that has alcohol in it. So Rav Nevinzal saying that I believe in other Svarim also, Rav Nevinzal is Metama or Rav Shlomo Zalman. Doesn't mean he's passing against Rav Shlomo Zalman, just doesn't understand why this should be. So you have a major machlokas over here in the poskim, whether wine or grape juice. We hold definitely in our yeshiva, and definitely one has to be, one wants to be samech, and Rav Shlomo Zalman Chazir, he has want to rely on 100%, so you go ahead and have dalakosas of grape juice, there'll be no problem whatsoever, no one should be mayor, anything to anyone else who's having grape juice. Someone who wants to be machmer for the shita of Rav Moshe and others, so then you should try and have wine. However, you should know that even according to Rav Moshe, so long as you have a little bit of wine, dahainu, he holds that as long as it's one-third wine, and you put in the rest, grape juice, one-third wine, two-thirds grape juice, he would also hold that would still have a status of wine that's brought down in the Kol D'Odi Agada, and therefore, even according to Moshe, you could get it done basically having very, very, very light wine. Now, nowadays also, they have these light wines, Rashi light wine, and this light wine has a very small achuz of alcohol, Moshe Lechor would also be fine with that. I'm not exactly sure you would hold, you could put two-thirds of grape juice in the light wine already, when it's already a very low percentage of alcohol already, that I'm not sure about, but you could see how you could get into this din. You could be mekayim this din very simply by adding two-thirds grape juice, one-third wine, then even according to Moshe, you'd be yotzi. Therefore, it's a double push. Even according to Moshe, it would be better to have all four coasts of wine with a dilution of grape juice into wine than having the first coast. Some people have this first coast of this heavy wine, and they drink it down, and they get sick, and they're not allowed to have wine. They want to have grape juice the rest of the time. So yeah, you can be samach Rosh Hashanah Zamanan Chazish, no problem, lechatchila you could do that. But if you want to be Machmer Rav Moshe, better to have four coasts of wine that is diluted with grape juice than have one cup of wine, and then the rest grape juice. That would be a davar pashut over here. Fine. One more thing before we move on. It's a hara, it's a very important hara that a lot of people don't know. In terms of how much do you have to fill your kos for it to be a kos mali? So you see people all the time filling up their kos and it flows over this. Okay, it happens to be there is a taz by Hilchos Havdalah. Maybe Havdalah is different. But Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal, quoting Rosh Shlomo Zalman, is quoted in the green Sefer Mikrei Kodesh, B'shem Rosh Shlomo Zalman, based on a Gemara and Brachos on Nun Aleph Amud Beis. Without getting into the discussion what it's talking about over there, but the Gemara talks about Koshel Bracha, and it says, Nitzotzos Einon Shchiach. Nitzotzos means that you have a spillover of wine. It says a spillover of wine is not Shchiach. So therefore, Rosh Shlomo Zalman and Rav Nevinzal learn from over there that it obviously means that when you have a kosher bracha, when it means to be filled up, it doesn't mean filling up to the point where it's spilling over easily, because nitzotzos ain't a shchiach. Therefore, they hold what you would call a full kosher doesn't mean to the tippy top, that is, okay? You all know that even if you have some space at the top that's left over, that's empty, that's not full, it's still considered a full cup. Okay, the waiter brings you a drink in the restaurant. It doesn't have to be the tippy top. You don't send it back and say, I want more Coke. Almost to the top is considered a full kos. Okay, so that is what's halacha l'maisa. You don't have to fill your kos till it is spilling over. Even by Avdala, Moreno Rabbeinu Nevinzal is knowing not to spill it over. Okay, it's based on a Meiri, how he holds the Gemara that it talks about when you have the wine spilling over, it's a simin bracha. The Miri holds differently how to understand the Gemara, so therefore Rav Nevinzal holds Bain, my kiddush Friday night, Dalad Kosos, Havdalah, you don't fill it up until it is spilling over. Others, at least by Havdalah or Machmer, I don't understand why others, by all Kosos, you see people are spilling over a mamish onto people's hands and things like that. There's no reason for that when it comes to Kosos Shabracha. It is still considered a Kos Malay, according to Rav Nevinzal and Rosh Shlomo Zalman. Moving on to Yud Aleph. Yid Aleph says, mitzvah lachzor achar yayin adam. Okay, if you have a choice, white wine or red wine, there's a mitzvah to have dafka, red wine, and lel haseder. V'im ein alavim meshubach v'imena. Says the Roma, though, that's talking about when the white wine is not more mishubach. So you see, the Roma holds, if you have a very, very fancy bottle of white wine, you like it much, much better. So therefore, you could have the white wine over the red wine. This is only a din. L'chatchil, I believe there is opinions in the Rishonim that hold. This is ma'akiv im b'dyev. You need dafka red wine. But we see that is not necessarily how we paskin. Why is it that we're makbid on dafka red wine? So says the Mishnah Berurah, here, sikotin aleph, hisifkan lamaches. Yain Adam, Dichtiv, Al Tera Yain, Ki Yis Adam. We have a passage that tells us, Ki Yis Adam is supposed to be red. Almadad Mimus Malava Chashivas. We see there's a Milo of Dafka red wine. That's one reason brought down over here. And the second reason is, Ve'od Zechel Adam. The second reason is that it should be Zechel Adam, it should be red. That you remember the blood of Mitzrayim, she had Paro Shochet B'nai Yisrael, that Paro was Shechting, Klal Yisrael, and therefore to remember the Dam. So, therefore, that is why we have Dafkev red wine. There's a nafkamina between the two reasons brought down over here in the Mishnah Berurah. What if you take basically white wine and you pour a little bit of red wine into the white wine? According to the second reason at Zecher L'dam, okay, it looks like blood, so therefore it will still be a Zecher L'dam. But to say, Yain ki yisadam, there's a chashivas of having red wine. You pour a little bit of red wine into white wine, and it doesn't turn into red wine. It might look like red wine, but it's not red wine. It's white wine with a little bit of coloring into it. Therefore, you would not mekai in the pasuk of Yain ki yisadam. Okay, let's say someone does want to get this Milo. So then you have a shayla, though, on Yontif. Are you allowed to pour red wine into white wine? Because you're coloring on Yontif. We're not getting into the major slug we just learned in the Kol a couple days ago. That's a shayla of Tzviya Ba'ochlin. Do we say Tzviya Ba'ochlin or not? Okay? There are many, many opinions in the Rishonim and the Achronim that hold Ein Tzviya Ba'ochlin Bichlal. You're allowed to put food coloring on things, and for sure you can put the red wine into the white wine. However, Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav Nevzal and Rosh Hashanah Zalman, they held the following. If your kavana is to dafka color something, so then they would be machmed that there is a chashash of Tzviya Ba'ochlin. It's based on a Nishmas Adam. They are machmed that there is a chashash Tzviya Ba'ochlin. Only when your kavanah is not, just having you put your french fry in ketchup, your kavanah is not the color of the french fry. That's going to be totally fine. Okay, you can put hot water with tea scents on Shabbos, like tea on Shabbos, even though you're coloring the water, your kavanah is not the color of the water you want to like. But over here, on Lel Pesach, you want dafka on red wines, so therefore you pour the red wine into the white wine, they would hold you want the color, therefore that would be a chashash at Tzviya Ba'ochlin. So you have a simple way of getting around it. You have to do it the opposite way. You pour a little bit of red wine in first, and then you pour the white wine onto the red wine, then it's not considered Tzviya Ba'ochlin because you're not directly pouring the red wine into the white wine to color the wine. That's how one would go ahead and do that on Lel Pesach. Okay, so that is, you know, one is supposed to have red wine if it all passes. Generally, you can find a nice bottle of red wine if you want dafka red over white. The same thing, red grape juice over white grape juice would be the same thing over here. Yud base. Yotzim b'yayin levushal b'kunditan. We said before, you're a yotze with different types of wine, even if it's yayin levushal, which is a much lower grade of wine. Okay, without getting to the now, whether yayin levushal of our days is considered yayin levushal, even though it says pasteurized or it's been cooked, whether that really has a din of levushal, maybe we'll get onto that at a different time. But yayin levushal, you are yotze. Ube kondinton. Kondinton is perish. Misikot men. Shima'orobo dvash, people, and they have spices and honey mixed in with the wine. You would be yotze with such a wine on the Seder, as Moreinu Rabbeinu Nevinson pointed out. He thinks it's even better than grape juice. Obviously, Rosh Hashanah Zalman and the Chazanish would hold that the grape juice is better, and he also quotes Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in Mikrei Kodesh Chelak Gimel Simalami Kata Shemitza Nivu Odiv Miayin Tzimukin. That's also brought down in Moreinu Rabbeinu Dirmasu Yotzin. By the way, I forgot to mention though, in terms of grape juice, Rav Nevinson brings down over here, this is Pashat the Sheet of Rosh Hashanah Zalman. Also, when we say you're yotze with grape juice, that isn't real grape juice. However, grape juice from concentrate, okay, I think the Welch's stuff that they came out, I think that might be from concentrate, or any grape juice from concentrate, that would not be good. Kedem is fine, and all the Israeli grape juices, those would be fine also. That's not from concentrate. Concentrated grape juice is not considered grape juice. According to Rosh Hashanah Zalman, you would not be yotzei yedei chavaso with that grape juice. The last halacha of Erasif Yud Gimel. This is afilu ani and avifarnes minat tzedakah. Even an ani who's mitparnes min tzedakah, who's getting tomchei Shabbos, he is getting tzedakah from others. Yimkor malbusho o yulvo yasker atzum b'shel yayin l'dalikosos. He isn't asked to sell the shirt off his back. He has to sell himself to work for other people in order that he can make enough money that he can have dalikosos for lal seder. That's how much more how important it is. This is just like by Megillah. And there is Chanukah. This is a din of Pirsumei Nisa. When we're dealing with mitzvahs of Pirsumei Nisa, even though it's only a mitzvah derabbanan over here. Dalakos is only a mitzvah derabbanan, but Bishul Pirsumei Nisa, we go all so far as to say an ani would find min hatzedakah would have to go this far in order to be able to get Dalakosus. Says the Mishnah Berurah, very important. Shtickle of Musar for us, they've gotten them base. Says Yinkor Malbusha Hainu ima Gabayim lo nisnulo. This is only if the Gabay Tzedakah is unable to give him money to buy the Dal Koser himself. Afal Pichin ain't lo liftor atzli, that he still can't patter himself in the mitzvah. Achein be'emes, hey mechuyavim li tein laniyim arba kosos, the Gabayim of the Tzedakah, they are mechuyav to give them enough money that they can have Dal Kosos. Utmihani al ezimikomos, I have a palace as a Chavetz Chaim on certain places. Shein mashkichin alzeh, they don't collect enough money in order to make sure that the aniyim go ahead and have dalakosos. Hello, dovers that pashin mevura become a poskim. You always have to remember the famous Rambam. The Rambam talks about in Hilchos Yontif that the biggest simcha. We all talk about the same simcha lebavasar v'yayin, and we get our wives' clothes and we get the children snacks and stuff like that. But you have to remember the ikur simcha is to make sure that the aniyim have for themselves also, and that you give. Stucca, that we are all very busy having our three different types of chickens and the four different types of meat on Lel Pesach and all the side dishes and everything like that. Let's first make sure that the people, that all of Klai Yisrael has the even the minimal. They have their mats and their dalet kosos and they have what to eat on Lel Pesach before we go ahead and filling our stomachs to capacity. Adkan for today.